But the day after, we have the first in the rolling wave. This is going to be a weird way to say it, so just bear with me. The first in the next set of rolling waves of riots. Richard, what the hell does that mean? Well, we had our first wave of riots, George Floyd on down. And it kind of ended with the Jacob Blake one, right? We kind of calmed down with that. I mean, there's protests, but there weren't actual active rioting. Okay, Breonna Taylor kicks off the next one. What do I mean? George Floyd's announcement is going to come sometime in October. The case against the officers involved in the death of George Floyd, that sucker's getting dropped mid-October. And as soon as the four officers don't meet the criteria for the Minnesota Attorney General, Keith Ellison's ridiculous charges, he overcharged the four officers because he knows they're going to get off. So Black Lives Matter will again destroy and riot. And folks, the Breonna Taylor case did not just end in Louisville. You had protests in Dallas and Austin here in Texas. You had them in New York and across the country. Yes, we're worried about and we hope the two officers who were shot are okay. But you had it everywhere, right? They activate every time one of these court cases happen because there's this ridiculous standard of social justice. Not real justice, social justice. That Breonna Taylor's killer, this is all the narrative, Breonna Taylor's killer must be brought to justice. Except, as I've said, and I've quoted Jason Whitlock, and I'm going to quote this article from Town Hall, all of you people, myself included, because I actually did a segment of the Bear Brief, based off of a source I trust about Breonna Taylor a couple months back. And I said the no-knock raid, and I said all of this other stuff. And I was wrong. I mean, you know, make sure you record me saying that because I am never wrong, right? We all know if you listen to the Bear Brief, I'm hardly ever wrong. So this is a monumental event. But I wasn't right in that regard. But the narrative has been woven into such a perfect story for people to believe. And that's what you're fighting, right? You're fighting this continual perpetuated narrative. Blacks are being hunted in the streets. The police officers are the new KKK 2.0. Right, they're just white officers, black officers, Asian officers, Latino officers. They just wake up in the morning. They're like, man, I can't wait to kill me some black people today. And people believe that. People 100% believe it. Now, we also have to look at the other side of the equation and say, yeah, we are also in this situation because we have a state system that allows for one person to be judge, jury, and executioner in that case. Not in all cases. There's a lot of cases where it's clear-cut self-defense. But there's others where it's a little on the line, but that's human beings. And so last night, and I called it when the decision was broken, the news was broken here on the Bear Brief on the Crusade Channel, where the officers, one officer out of the three, because we had reports, it was like six, four, three officers were charged. One actually went through and had a decision rendered against him, was found guilty of wanton endangerment. All right, I got it today. Three counts of it, which is like a $15,000 bail, and he's probably not even going to get jail time with that. And the reason he got charged, this officer, is because he was shooting blindly into the apartment where Taylor and her boyfriend were. And by the way, Breonna Taylor was awake. And I'm going to get through all this stuff. So, what is the narrative? No justice. There's no justice for... This is an outrage. I can't believe it. How dare this whole thing happen? We're being hunted. Yeah, because out of the 4 warrants that were executed the night of Breonna Taylor's death, only one scene had gunfire. And that was at Breonna Taylor's house. And it's a very well-crafted article. And I'm not trying to dump on Breonna Taylor's grave, right? She was a victim. She did die for no reason. Right? Her death was too early. She was killed. Was she murdered? No. She was not murdered. She was killed. There's a difference. But that doesn't matter. Because what are we doing? We're kicking off Riot Season 2.0. And it's because Democrats made a deal with the monster, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, whatever you want to call it, the Marxist organizations that they are. They thought they could control the monster. Why do I say that? Because most of the kids, and they are kids, who make up Black Lives Matter and Antifa are recent graduates. They've been booted out of whatever entry-level jobs they had because of COVID. They have no future. They have nothing to hold on to. So what are they doing? They're gravitating towards something that gives their life meaning. And yeah, there's a couple old people sprinkled in here and there, but you got to have some people organize it. But why did the Democrats think they could control these kids? Because they just came out of college. We were teaching you. You guys were on the same team, the Democrats and us. No, you're not. Not unless you're AOC or Ilhan Omar or any of them. If you're not one of them, if you're Nancy Pelosi, if you're Chuck Schumer, any of the quote-unquote establishment types, you're no better than a Republican. Right? You're no better than a Republican. And so, this whole narrative, of course, this wave of riots was not supposed to kick off. There's supposed to be one wave of riots. That way, the left could say, oh, look at this is Trump's America. And you heard all the talking points. Oh, are you going to be safer in a Trump America versus a Biden America? There's only supposed to be a little taste. It's only supposed to be a little taste. This is what might happen, right? Right, if you don't vote for Joe, these riots may continue. Oh, Joe speaks, the riots go away. They were trying to coordinate this. Yeah, guess what? These liberals hate Joe, so they're not going to do that. They're still going to go out, loot, and they're still going to go out and destroy communities that they don't live in. And then retreat, which sows distrust between members of the community. Right? That's the thing nobody talks about. Black Lives Matter, Antifa rolls into a town, blows it up, breaks it down, and leaves. And what have they done besides the physical property damage? They've also destroyed the trust in that town. Especially if it's a town that has a mixed diversity of people. If there's black people and white people and Hispanics, and if there's multiple ethnicities in one of these towns, now everybody's looking at each other sideways. And don't think, and I'll finish this up, and then we'll get into the false narrative of Breonna Taylor. Don't think that your community, I may scare some of y'all, so buckle up. Don't think that your community is safe. No community is safe from these people. Folks, I live in a tiny village, 75 miles about an outside of Austin. Should be. And it is a gorgeous little town that I live in. But I read an article in the local paper the other day when I was at breakfast at a coffee shop here. We had a guy get in his car and drive up to the Martin Luther King rally this year. And some of you are saying, oh, that's not bad. Except this, folks. Except this. The Martin Luther King rally was a Black Lives Matter rally celebrating Jacob Blake's parents, Breonna Taylor's family. It was a radicalization event covered by Martin Luther King. They used his name to do it. That's my first example. The second example, Friday night, my wife and I went out to this food truck area we have. Amazing little scene. And I'm walking around. I got myself a nice pizza because it's wood oven grilled and I like it. It's a good little pizza. And I'm about to eat my pizza. And what do I see? I see this fat, liberal white kid. And he is a kid. Belly over his shorts. I'm not the peak of fitness, but this dude wasn't wearing a belt. He was wearing flip-flops. Pretty much if you envision Mike Church's description of any fat, you know, American male, it was him with a white shirt on with George Floyd's face on it that said, I can't breathe. And I went, daggone it, Tim Pool was right when Tim Pool said during the Kenosha protests, these people are in your town. There is no safe port. Why? It only takes one or two of them to record an incident, post it on the interwebs, and then rally the rest of the troops. All of a sudden, there's a U-Haul in your town, and they're taking out and dispersing shields.